Welcome, friends, regular listeners, and newcomers to the program. This is Red Ice Creations Radio. My name is Henrik Palmgren, and we are recording from the west coast of Sweden. You can hear us every Thursday and Sunday through our website, redicecreations.com. Don't forget to follow along in our news section, and for you guys who want to have full access to Red Ice Creations Radio, don't miss out on our subscriber section. All information is available on redicecreations.com. Today we have a very interesting program lined up for you. We have with us on the line Semir Osmanagic, and who first discovered the Bosnian pyramid, and he is now the guiding person behind the project of excavating the Bosnian pyramid. And I guess most of you out there tuning in have heard about the Bosnian pyramid before, and I at least don't know the entire background story, what has happened since the discovery was announced a while back, so it's going to be very interesting to hear more from Semir himself about how it all got started, what has been going on down there since, and how things are progressing now. I also want to mention the website that you should take a look at right away. It's bosnianpyramid.com if you want to follow along during the show here today. So let's say welcome to the program, Semir. Thank you so much for taking the time off in your busy schedule to talk with us today.
Well, I thank you for your interest, and I hope that the listeners are going to have a very pleasant time with us, and they're going to hear a lot of exciting news from our discovery.
Sounds very interesting, definitely. Yeah, I mean, it's excellent to have you here, so thank you again for coming on. And as usual, I guess, when we have a new guest on the show and a new story, as it were, it's always interesting to hear a little bit about the background of you, of course, and also, of course, how the discovery of this itself came about. So if you will, tell us a little bit about yourself and the discovery.
Yes, definitely. I'm 47 years old. I was born in Bosnia, and I've been living in the United States in Houston for the last 17 years. I'm running the business over there, so through my business I fund my research, book writings, and this new discovery in Bosnia. As far as my education, I got several college diplomas, you know, BC in economics, BC in political sciences. I had training in sociology. I had my master's, and finally my PhD is in the history of civilizations. More precisely, I wrote my PhD about the Mayan civilization in Central American countries. I visited a lot of ruins of Mayas from Mexico, Guatemala, Honduras, Salvador, Belize, but also I've written about 10 books about the ancient civilizations from Peru to Pacific, Africa, Asia, North America. Now, a couple of years ago, I came to central Bosnian town called Visoko. It's about 25 kilometers from the capital of Sarajevo. And I noticed a couple of peculiar hills. They had the perfect geometry of the pyramids. When I put a compass to it, I noticed that the four sides of the hills are perfectly aligned with the cardinal points, east, west, north, south. And based on my experience with the pyramids in the world, and I have seen hundreds of them, I knew immediately that these are not natural hills, but man-made objects covered by soil and vegetation. It was 2 years ago, in April of 2005. So I decided to fund myself the first geological surveys. And what I found out was that on those two hills there existed a bunch of blocks and plates shaped by man. Then we applied a lot of high-tech techniques like satellite imagery, thermal analysis, radar analysis, topographic surveys, and each one of them confirmed that really the man-made objects, colossal structures made of stone, do exist under the layers of soil. So finally, in April of 2006, we started the biggest geoarchaeological project in the world. Last year only, we spent more than 150,000 working hours digging and excavating on those couple of hills. We call them now the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun and the Bosnian Pyramid of the Moon. And what we are finding there are huge stone structures. In the case of Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun, we are finding huge megalithic blocks. They are 7, 8, or 10 tons in weight. In the case of the Moon Pyramid, we are finding a complex of terraces built out of the sandstone plates and blocks. And finally, we got the complex network of underground tunnels that connect all the pyramids. And we have a total of 5 objects in the valley, which we call the Bosnian Valley of the Pyramids. So really, we have all the elements, like other pyramidal complexes. We have perfect geometry, we have perfect alignment with the cardinal points, we have 4 triangular sides, we have network of the tunnels. And I must say, even though we are at the beginning of our research, that what we are finding is truly exciting. And the last year only, we had more than 250,000 visitors and tourists who came to see what we are researching here in the central Bosnia.
Wow. What a story, eh? Yeah, so, okay, the first thing that surprised me, of course, is that you say that there are several pyramids down there. I only heard of, you know, one, as it were, the I guess what is called as the Pyramid of the Sun. But in regards to, you know, relations to each other, even in regards to size and so forth, is the what you call Pyramid of the Sun the largest one, and how are the other ones oriented in comparison to the large one?
Yes. Now, we have a total of 5 structures. Of course, the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun is the biggest. Actually, it's the largest pyramid ever built on the face of the planet, with its height of over 220 meters. Let me remind you that the Khufu's, the Great Pyramid of Egypt, is about 147 meters high. So this one is much higher. Bosnian Pyramid of the Moon, with its height of 190 meters, is also higher than the Khufu's Pyramid in Egypt. Now, the way we discovered other pyramids were through the satellite technology. Namely, we have screened the whole area of Bosnia and Herzegovina. And we had a set of 3 criteria. We told computer, find us the hills that have at least, that have 4 sides. Secondly, that those 4 sides needs to correspond with the cardinal points, east, west, north, and south. And at least 2 out of 4 sides should be perfect triangles. And we found a total of 9 pyramidal hills in Bosnia. 5 of them being located in the Visoko Valley, which we later called the Bosnian Valley of the Pyramids. The interesting thing about the 3 main pyramids, the Sun, the Moon, and the Dragon, is that when you connect the tops of those 3 pyramids, you are getting the perfect triangle with the 60 degrees on inner angles. Now, what is the possibility that anywhere on the planet you have 3 hills, the perfect geometry of the pyramid, the perfect alignment with the cardinal points, and that they form the perfect triangle? Probably 0%. So what we have here, we have the ancient architects who designed the pyramids before they built them. And then they perfectly executed the plan of building them. And we know that the whole valley was paved at one time in the past. And especially exciting was our discovery of the network of underground tunnels. For the last 6 months, winter and spring of 2007, we've been cleaning those tunnels. And we are finding the whole maze, the labyrinth of those tunnels. Most of them being filled with the material which was brought from the outside. And then they put some walls to cover a lot of those side tunnels or side passageways.
Mm-hmm.
So we have mystery after mystery in the central Bosnia,
yeah.
which is really helping us to show this country in a different light. As you know, for the last 15 years, this small country was known as a country where only negative information were produced.
Hmm.
War, the violence, and the poor economy.
Yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, we have the project, which is very positive, which is bringing the people of different nationalities and religions together. Because this is not the project which will further divide these people, but because of its prehistoric time,
mm-hmm.
it will help all the people to unite and to be proud of such a civilizational complex that's in the middle of the country.
Well, very nice. And I'd love to talk a little bit about the potential builders and so forth of these pyramids, who they might be and how old they are and so forth. But maybe a little bit later, first I want to ask you about the tunnels. This is, as you say, fascinating material. How far apart are these five pyramids that you're referring to, if you were to estimate it roughly? And have you been, if we're talking about the tunnels, have you been down there personally checking them out? And do you know if there are have been dug out or if there are, in any instances might be what is known as lava tunnels, I guess, meaning natural cavities and so forth?
Now, those tunnels are very interesting because, as my experience showed, you always have the network of underground tunnels in the main pyramidal complexes. You go to Giza pyramids, and you can find the network of the underground tunnels. You go to Saqqara step pyramid in Egypt. Again, you have the maze of those underground tunnels, which runs for tens of kilometers. You go to Teotihuacan in Mexico, you are finding those tunnels. Now we are having them here in Bosnia. Right now we are working on two of them. And of course I do go there on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And we have made a decision that this project will be open to anyone who's interested in joining us. And not only for the experts, for the archaeologists, for the students, but also for the volunteers, for the tourists, for the visitors. So as we are working in the tunnels, as we are putting the wooden support, so we can have a safe passage, so the visitors are coming and they are seeing our efforts.
Mm.
This project is different than any other project, especially in the case of the pyramids. As you know, in some countries, like in Egypt, you have to have a special permission to work, to visit, to find out what's going on in different parts of the pyramids and the underground tunnels.
Yeah.
In our case, we are open for everyone. You cannot go in China and visit their pyramids in the central province of Shaanxi.
Mm.
You cannot go anywhere you want in Mexico in Teotihuacan pyramids. But in our case, it's different. We keep it open for everyone. And that's the reason why we had over 250,000 visitors only last year. The thing with the tunnels is that in some places they are rather narrow. They are very old, thousands and thousands of years old. In the case of the tunnel, which we called the Ravnet Tunnel, we found some stalactites and we analyzed them using the uranium method. It's been shown that the stalactite is more than 3,000 years old.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What does it mean for this particular construction underground? It means that the tunnels were older than the stalactite. How old? We don't know. 3, 4, 5, 12,000 years? We are not quite sure. But what we do know is that according to the Bosnian history, there were no developed civilizations 3,000 years ago, because medieval time were 600-700 years ago. The ancient Romans came 2,000 years ago. The Illyrian tribes, according to the official history, came 2,500 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what happened 3,000 or 4,000 years ago? According to the historians here in Bosnia, we had a caveman. But what we are finding underground are not natural caves. We have passageways. We have side tunnels or side passageways at 90 degrees or 45 degrees. So we have very complex network, 15 or 18 or 25 meters underground. And then we have inclination of the main tunnels at 1.5 degrees. The reason being, the water could be drained out of the tunnel. If it was more than 1.5 degrees, the water would be running so hard and so fast that it would ruin the walls of the tunnels. Obviously, the ancient builders had some engineering skills very developed. So we are finding proof after proof that we have very mysterious and colossal complex here in Bosnia.
Yeah. In regards to the tunnels again here, have you found any kind of, how should I say, glyphs or paintings, cave paintings, or any kind of language or anything like that?
Excellent question. What we are finding in the tunnels are this different type of stones. The tunnels were made in the conglomerate, which is rather common material underground. But what we are finding in the tunnels are huge megalithic blocks. Some of them are egg-shaped. Some of them are with the dimensions of 3.5 by 2.5 meters. Now, these megalithic blocks have been covered for thousands of years. We know that because this is what it takes for this conglomerate material to form. On two of those megalithic blocks, we found a lot of different symbols. And a total of 51. When we compare those symbols to the oldest European writing, the runic writing, we find out that more than 55% of the symbols are the same. What does it mean? It means that we have discovered potentially first or one of the oldest European writings.
That's fascinating. These eggs or stone eggs that you're referring to, are these the one that we can see pictures of on your website referred to as the stone balls?
No, the stone balls is another phenomenon that we are finding here in Bosnia. Namely, it's hard to find the smaller country with more archaeological findings. Namely, on 20 different locations throughout the Bosnia, we are finding the stone spheres, the stone balls of different dimensions and different materials. Sometimes they are built out of the sandstone, sometimes they are of a volcanic origin, and sometimes they are made of granite. Now, we know that the granite never comes in nature in free state, and that they look like perfect balls. It means that they were shaped by man. Now, when we know that they are man-made, the question is, who made those balls? And especially here in Bosnia. I haven't found any other balls in any other country in Europe. But I did find some in southern Costa Rica, about 400 of them, and there are some in western Mexico. Piedras Bolas. There are about 250 of them. And there are six of them on Easter Island that I've seen, you know, so far. So we have the stone balls in these remote areas and always with the, you know, high quantity of them. Now the question is, who made them? What was their purpose? How they were made? Because the biggest of those balls, like in Bosnia, some of them are 50 tons in weight. Some in Costa Rica, the biggest one is 30 tons in weight. And the biggest one in Mexico is about 40 tons in weight. Now, you probably know that the most difficult shape to make is the ball. In order to shape 40 tons big ball, you would need cranes, two or three of them, to maneuver with the material. Now, we have a new mystery, because in Bosnia, we haven't had, according to the official history, any developed civilization thousands of years back. But we are finding the proofs that, yes, we did have someone who built those pyramids, who made those balls, who built the stone walls, like in southern Bosnia, which are similar to the ones in Peru or Egypt or Mexico. And we are finding the traces of one mysteriously disappeared civilization.
We have been talking about that on this program before, of course, about the possibility of, as you say, an ancient civilization that seemed to have either been able to, you know, travel around the globe, as it were, or it might actually have been a global civilization. Any thoughts on that?
Yes. I got a book written on the subject called The Civilizations Before the Beginning of the Official History. What we are finding throughout the planet are the proofs in a stone that really one developed, or more than one, civilizations existed in distant past, probably before the end of the last ice age. Between the coast of Japan and Taiwan, probably you heard about the 15 underwater towns on the bottom of the Pacific Ocean floor. And we know that for the last 12,000 years there were no such tectonic movements which could cause that those towns sunk for about 80 meters. It means that somebody built them more than 12,000 years. And as you know, the official history started 6,000 to 7,000 years ago in Sumer and Babylon, Ur and Assyria and ancient Egypt. Now we got civilizations thousands and thousands of years older. The 250 Chinese pyramids in the central Chinese province of Shaanxi, according to the earlier archaeologists, were probably older than 12,000 years. Now we have some traces that in Mexico and Peru, the first dating of some of the pyramids over there were wrong, and that those civilizations were much older and much more mysterious than we thought previously. And now we have the case of the Bosnian pyramid. I feel that sooner or later, once we get inside the pyramids, we will find some organic material which will convince the scientific world that really we did have a previous phase or previous cycle in the human history. And that would be a remarkable discovery.
Yes,
for
indeed.
Not only archaeology and history, but for the science.
Yeah, and for the human, you know, history, as it were, to discover that there might have been an ancestor to us. Or do you want to, you know, I don't know how far you go, so to speak. There are a lot of researchers who, you know, claim that this might not have been a totally either human civilization or something else, or even a previous version of the human, as it were, some kind of Cro-Magnon that actually had much more intelligence than we today believe. Do you have any theories or ideas about this at all?
Now, personally, I stay open for any option. But my thinking about, let's say, Bosnian pyramids, it doesn't mean that if we have a huge, colossal buildings, and it, you know, it seems impossible that any other civilization in the past built them, it doesn't mean necessarily that ETs built them, extraterrestrials, or any other civilizations from the outer space.
That's right.
What I think is that humans in the past did have certain mental skills which we lost over time. They did not have the technology the way we have them today. They did not have computers or cranes or vehicles. But they had other means to build, to shape, to transport, to make such a colossal buildings. Let's not forget that, let's say, in eastern Lebanon, I was there a couple of months ago, in the town called Baalbek, there existed the stone blocks, the biggest one being 1,200 tons in weight.
Yeah.
And we know that our present technology can move up to 300 tons. Now, who shaped those stone blocks and who moved them for a kilometer and a half on the top of the nearby hill, and who built the first walls over there 5,000 to 8,000 years ago, or even longer than that?
Yeah.
Now, the modern archaeology does not have the answer, but the answer has to exist. We have to find some answers, whether it were the humans with the certain skills which we lost over time, or it was some other intelligent hand.
Yeah. As you say, apparently then maybe no technology in that sense were involved. How about, you know, maybe not a scientific or the kind of technology we use today? There are theories going around on speculating about, you know, different form of acoustics or other forms of, you know, I don't want to say maybe, well, I don't know, anti-gravity are a few, if you somehow actually can, through magnetics or anti-gravity devices, actually can lift the stones much easier and so forth. Is this areas that you go into at all?
Yes. Now, I think that you are giving us a lot of material to think. Now, you know that if you bring the opera singer and ask him to produce the high C, that if he keeps the glass in his hand, that the glass will break.
Mm.
What does it mean? It means that the sound has the power. In this particular case, the power is destroying the glass.
Mm.
It has a destructive force. But if we change the frequency of the sound, instead of breaking the glass, it is possible that the sound moves the glass, or lift it up, or transport it. And probably some of the temples built on Tibet can be explained through using the frequency or the power of sound to build those temples.
Yeah.
So not necessarily they had to have cranes or trucks, but they had some knowledge, some mental skills, how to build something using their own power.
Hmm. Interesting. You know, one thing also that comes to mind right away, speaking about these pyramids, have you yet discovered any, how should I say, rooms inside the pyramid structures themselves? Any kind of opening somewhere? How is that going?
Now, you're asking me very logical questions as this interview progresses. I must admit that.
Mm-hmm.
During the months of November, December, and January, we had two teams of georadar experts from Serbia and from Germany. What we asked them was to try to locate possible openings and possible passageways within the Bosnian pyramids. Now, the German experts discovered about 44 anomalies which, according to them, cannot have the natural cause.
Mm.
And in most of them, basically, they are finding the passageways within the pyramid of the sun. Now, during the next month, August, we are going to start digging on the north side of the Pyramid of the Sun, the place where the Germans located those passageways.
Mm-hmm.
And they are about 4 meters deep. And I sincerely hope that a couple of months from now, the world would hear about the openings, about the entrance into the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun.
Mm. Hmm. Fascinating. You know, love to hear how that progresses. You know, one thing also that comes to mind that you mentioned earlier was that you don't have the same restrictions as a lot of other countries or governments seem to have on their particular areas. How have the response from the Bosnian government been, or who owns this area, you know, where these pyramids are at now?
That's an excellent question also. Now, the work has been run by the foundation, which is non-profit, non-political, and non-government organization.
Mm.
2 years ago, I established this foundation, which we called the archaeological park, Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And very soon, a lot of Bosnians in Bosnia and abroad, and a lot of other scientists, experts, volunteers, researchers, joined us and started the effort to uncover this mystery in Bosnia. And we spoke to the local community who helped us to get the permits for further research.
Mm-hmm.
But as it is always the case, when you come with something new and progressive, some of the local conservative forces, especially the inner archaeological circle and geologists in Bosnia,
mm-hmm.
show that it won't be so easy to do the research here in Bosnia. They were against the project, and they were doing everything to stop us.
Mm.
And they even linked to the European Archaeological Association, asking them for help, and asking them to boycott this research. So, unfortunately, the European Archaeological Association sent the letters to national archaeological associations.
Mm.
So what we had to do was to go to Egypt and some other countries and ask them to send their archaeologists. And for example, last year we had three Egyptian experts, which is rather logical to ask for the help in the land of the pyramids.
Sure.
They came to Bosnia and they confirmed that we really have a very important archaeological locations here,
mm-hmm.
and that the research should be continued. Now, this year we got the full government backing from the federal level, from the provincial level, and from the municipality.
Mm-hmm.
So this is such a unique project because it was started by one man, then by the non-profit foundation. So finally it is becoming a public project with so many people visiting the site. We got so many people who are actively involved in this project because we are telling them, don't be the observer of the history, be one of the creators.
Fascinating. How big is the team that you have down there? A lot of people, or are people coming and going, as it were, when you say...
Well, I would say they are coming and going. In the case of the experts from the abroad, they come, they spend 3 days, they spend 7 days, they spend, you know, a couple of weeks, they come and go. They do their report. And what we are proving in this case, this is such a huge project, we are saying, even though this is the archaeological project, but the archaeology does not belong to the archaeologists exclusively, no more. Because we have managed to get the analysis from the experts like nuclear physicians, like geologists, georadar experts, satellite experts, you know, topographic experts, geodetic experts, paleontologists, biologists, and so on and so forth. So many people are finding the way to give their contribution to this project.
Interesting. One thing also is, I don't know how this works within the archaeological community, but have this, you know, the Bosnian Pyramid been, how should I put it, recognized officially within the archaeological community, or is there some procedure here that must happen in order for this to happen, you know?
Question also.
Yeah.
Now, you see, it seems to me that the official or conservative archaeologists and historians will be the last one to recognize that the first European pyramids do exist in Bosnia.
Mm.
Because you know that the scientists, especially, you know, once they got the positions, once they got their professorships and PhDs, they are not so easy to change. So they are not, you know, getting the changes. They are not so welcomed in their lives, because they think once they got their position, they possess all the knowledge, and that's so wrong. Now, look at the archaeology in the last 10 years. We've been getting so many sensational discoveries from China, from Japan, from Cuba, from Bimini, from other places in the world that completely changed the world's history.
That's right.
What you are doing here. And so, you know, they have this resistance. But if one wants to be treated as a scientist, he has to stay open, and he has to be ready to learn, to accept the new knowledge, and actually he has to be a student all his life.
That's
unfortunately,
right.
In the real life, you know that you got people who think differently, who wants to stop the new thing because they think that they are losing the ground under their feet. And that's what's happening in this little country of Bosnia, where, you know, maybe 5 or 10 local archaeologists wanting to stop this project for, you know, reason only known to them. Fortunately, since we have so many scientific arguments, they were not able to do that. And I believe sooner or later, more and more European archaeologists will be joining this project because nobody can deny that those huge stone structures in the shape of the pyramids exist here in Bosnia.
How much have you excavated so far, and if you would kind of, you know, estimate on how how long do you think it actually would take if you guys ever down there actually excavate the entire structure?
Now, I must ask you something. What are you by trade? Are you, you know, journalist, or you are something more? Because every question you ask me obviously show me that you've been prepared so well. Okay, let me answer your question.
Okay.
When we were planning how to attack the pyramids, we said, okay, these pyramids are so huge, they look like a mountain. He says, okay, what we're going to do in order to prove that these are colossal buildings, we need to make a probing wells or excavating sections on each side of the pyramids. You've got 4 sides, you know, east, west, north, south, so 4 sides of the pyramids on 3 different levels, close to the bottom, in the middle, and close to the top. So we should have at least 12 to 15 sections where we should, you know, starting our excavation. So in the case of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun, we have 16 sections like that. In the case of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Moon, we have 28 sections. And all of them are really amazing. The sections are sometimes not so big, maybe, you know, 5 by 5 meters, 10 by 5. Sometimes they are like even 85 meters long by, you know, 3, 4, 5 meters in order to show those terraces. And some of them, they look like a spiral. Ramps. Now, so we got a lot of sections that we uncovered, and even though we are, you know, little, you know, non-government organization, during the last year, thanks to a lot of volunteers from all parts of Bosnia, but also from some other countries, we were able to uncover so much. And of course, the underground tunnel that we are cleaning, that we are putting the wooden support, it's also, you know, we've shown a lot of progress. Now, when you ask me how much it would cost and how long it would last, of course, the money and the time goes together.
Sure.
Last year, our budget was about $500,000 US. And we estimate that in order to reconstruct the whole Valley of the Pyramids like it was in the beginning, it would cost close to $100 million in order to buy all the land, and more than half of it are the private landlords. So if you have half a million that we spent last year versus 100 million that we need, so it's about 200 years to reconstruct the whole valley.
Oh my.
Of course, 200 years is little bit over than what I plan to live.
Yeah, exactly.
So in order to accommodate that, I think it'll be a good idea to get some more money in. And that's the reason why we are trying to get some help from some other countries. We're getting the experts from different countries like Egypt, like Italy, like Greece, like Croatia. But also we are trying to get some interest drawn from some other countries, Malaysia or Saudi Arabia or some others.
Sure.
But I think it'll be also rather important that if, you know, UNESCO send their teams, or you know, if we have some archaeological society or some leading countries in Europe like Germany or France or Sweden, you know, if they come and if they send the independent teams of experts, it would help us a lot.
Definitely.
To get an international recognition.
Definitely, and I guess a lot of it at the beginning now has to do with the the response from the media and that they are able to highlight this so people actually are aware of it, because I guess that is kind of the main problem now. But having said that, have the response been very good so far, or are you expecting, you know, much more to happen as you dig more and more here?
Now, the year of 2006, when we brought this sensational news to the media, was rather successful to us, because at one time, for example, in July of 2006, we had a CNN team over there, and the news about the Bosnian pyramids was breaking news on CNN for 2 days in the middle of July.
Yeah.
Then we had a team from ABC News, which is, of course, the biggest U.S. National TV, and they made a 30-minute special on the Bosnian pyramid, and they show it in very affirmative ways. Of course, we had BBC and a lot of other TV stations, media outlets, and so on. But, you know, because of the attitude of the local archaeologists, you know, the controversy was made, and basically they were claiming, oh, there's nothing there, no civilizations who would be able to do that. So, you know, people were kind of hesitant, you know, to admit that, yes, there is something there indeed. But, you know, we are aware that every big project, every new idea has some obstacles, and we are overcoming those obstacles. I think that the decision of the Bosnian government to give the full support, and a matter of fact, tomorrow, you know, they are coming to the Valley of the Pyramids, the Prime Minister with several ministers, that will be public showing of their support. It will help a lot, and it will be much easier for us to get more donations, more sponsorships, and then the work would be progressing, you know, much quicker than it was the case up until now.
Definitely, and I guess, you know, that that this area is open for tourism, as it were. I mean, can people travel down there right now and visit? And if that is the case, does it, you know, cost anything to go into the area and so forth?
It does not cost you a penny to come and see the archaeological sites. Even though we had 250,000 visitors last year, and we have about 60 or 70,000 of them this year, we are not asking them to pay a dollar for the entrance, because we think that this is the cultural heritage that does not belong to one man, to one foundation, even to one government. It does belong to the world, because this is the world's cultural heritage. And as long as the foundation is here, we will try to get the funding from some other sources, from the companies which might be interested, to get some sponsorships from some other foundations who might be interested to help this work. And I think that the common people should be able to enjoy the feeling that they don't have to pay anything to get to see this magnificent site, to see these very old pyramids. And in order to come here in the middle of Bosnia, it will look like an adventure, because unlike the most European countries, you don't have the highways over here. As a matter of fact, the only highway runs from the capital, which is Sarajevo, to Visoko, which is the place where the pyramids were built. It's only 25 kilometers. And when you are, for example, climbing or driving on the road to the plateau of the Bosnian Pyramid of the Moon, it is very rough, not asphalted road. And when the other day I was talking to the ambassadors from Saudi Arabia and Egypt, I told them, well, we'll try to, you know, to pave this road by next year. They told me, don't do that, because this is more exciting this way. Just, you know, buy and rent 20 jeeps. People will be enjoying the Bosnian safari here, in the heart of the Europe.
Interesting. Yeah, kind of like an adventure, going on a bit of an excavation yourself, almost. I understand what you're saying there. Interesting. You know, one thing also, of course, that comes to mind is you know, considering your background in studying the Mayan civilization and so forth, South American ones, Peruvian and so forth, the kind of pyramid Do you have any idea or estimate on, because there are a few different ones, as it were. I mean, we have the classical step pyramid, and then we have the more smooth-sided one that are down at Giza. Do you know so far what the shape of the thing is? Is it a step pyramid or the other kind?
Yes. Even though we have not excavating a lot, but based on what we have, we can make some conclusions. The first two pyramids that we were working on, the Sun and the Moon pyramids, showed a big difference. Namely, the Sun pyramid, it looks like a true Egyptian pyramid with the same angle, with the same inclination from the bottom to the top.
Mm.
But unlike the Egyptian pyramids, this pyramid in Bosnia does not have a square base, a rectangular base.
Okay.
It means that the two triangles on the opposite sides are the same. So two others are, you know, different triangles. That's one peculiar thing.
Yeah.
The other thing is that the Bosnian pyramid of the moon is not the true pyramid. It's not even the step pyramid. It looks like the step pyramid, which consists of the set of the terraces. You have first, second, third terrace with a different size of the stones. And then again, it patterns, repeats, first, second, third, all the way to the top.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of more work to do in order to make conclusion what really design of the pyramids looked like in the past.
Yeah.
Now, we have not done any work on the other three objects, the dragon, the earth, and the love.
Hmm.
But we are planning to do some preliminary geological surveys this year. The next thing which is interesting is the material they were using to build those pyramids. As you probably know, on different parts in the world, people were using the material they were finding nearby. For example, in Peru, you got adobe brick. Guatemala, you got volcanic rock. In Bosnia, you got the sandstone, which is rather common for the area.
Mm-hmm.
In Egypt, you got the limestone, which they were getting from the Aswan. So that's the next thing which makes these pyramids different. But then also, you should not expect to see Mexican or Egyptian pyramids here with the huge stone blocks. The megalithic blocks that they are here, they are different.
Hmm.
And they very much look like somebody poured the concrete block at the site.
Hmm. Right, very interesting. The names, of course, again, are very interesting. The Sun and the Moon, of course, resonating with the Teotihuacanco over in Mexico.
Yeah.
Also mentioned the Pyramid of the Dragon. Who have named them? Have you done that?
Well, since it is my fault that the pyramids were named this way, let me tell you a few words about the names.
Sure.
The Sun Pyramid, of course, is the biggest one. And everything revolves around the Sun Pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
The Moon Pyramid and the Sun Pyramid has an interesting connection. Namely, when the sun goes up in the morning, it, of course, forms the shadow in the valley. And as the sun moves on the horizon, this shadow goes towards the Moon Pyramid. And before the sun gets down, that shadow touches the Moon Pyramid, symbolically saying that the rule of the day and the light and the sun is over, and the rule of the night and the moon starts. Now, the third one is the Dragon Pyramid. Now, we don't know of any dragons living in Bosnia now or in previous times, but the dragon is a symbol for the knowledge, and by naming one of the pyramids, the Dragon Pyramid, we have shown our respect to the superior builders of the past. The Temple of the Earth. Now, the Earth, of course, is something that the ancient people respected much more than we do nowadays. We behave like we are the ruler of the planet, not just another form of being. And the fifth pyramid has a name like no other pyramids on the planet. The Pyramid of Love.
Ah, that's nice.
Of course, after 15 years such horrible news coming from Bosnia.
Mm.
Instead of negative image, we want to change it for the better.
Mm.
And that's the reason why we call this pyramid the Pyramid of Love. Because our messages in the future should be the messages of love, the messages of the way how all of us should behave.
Mm. Yeah, that's really nice. Yeah, beautiful names, definitely. And you know, one thing that also comes to mind here is, do you know if you guys have found any reference to these pyramids or maybe to a more ancient civilizations in any kind of writing or scripture from the region itself? How is that work coming along?
If you go back into the past, we did have a medieval culture here in Bosnia, and they had no clue that they were building their little villages on the top of the biggest pyramids on the planet. But we do know that according to the legends, they were using some of the sections of the tunnels underground.
Mm-hmm.
You go back in time, you come to the Romans. We have found some traces of the little Roman village on the top of the Pyramid of the Sun. But, of course, the Romans were very detailed, and they would write everything, but nobody mentioned the existence of the pyramids.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
For Romans, we had Illyrians.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
They did not, leave anything in writing. So what we guess is that even in that times, a couple of thousands of years ago, all these pyramids were covered by soil and the vegetation.
Mm.
And we have the Bosnian Institute for Pedology on the site. So what they concluded that, for example, in the case of the Pyramid of the Moon, the thickness of the soil layer is about the 40 centimeters in average.
Mm.
And they think that in order that 1 centimeter of soil is to be formed, it takes about 250 to 300 years. So if you have 40 centimeters and multiply it by 300 years, you are getting 12,000 years.
Mm.
What does it mean? It means that these objects have not been in function, possibly for 12,000 years.
Wow.
Where does it lead us? It leads us to the time before the end of the last ice age.
That's right.
Now, we do have some geological clues that take us also in very distant past.
Mm.
But before we find any organic material that belonged to the original builders, and we can do C14 analysis, we won't be able to tell if the pyramids are really so old and among the oldest buildings ever built on this planet.
Hmm. Fascinating. This resonates, I guess, a lot also with Graham Hancock's theory, and he's been taking forward, and this date seems to be coming up again and again, about 12,000 years ago. So far in your excavations down there, do you think that the pyramids has been covered by soil and vegetation naturally, could there have been some kind of flood situation, whatever, something that happened in the past, the geological upheaval that might have caused the structures to be hidden by more soil? Is that possible?
Well, since all my answers were very long, let me say briefly. I think it was covered by natural causes.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, that's nice. Okay. Let's see here. I mean, you mentioned the Illyrian civilization or that kind of people. In your work, I mean, have you, considering again your background on the Mayan civilization, can you feel that there are similarities in a way between these two civilizations or some other one around the globe? What do you think?
Yes. Now, there is a new science called anthropological genetics, And as you know, this science is based on DNA testing. And for the last 7-8 years, this science has been able to answer the question of the age and the movement of every nation on the planet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For example, we know that the first intelligent man that belonged to the Homo sapiens sapiens is about 150,000 years old, originated in Africa. We also know that they left Africa 65,000 years ago. We also know that all this nation in Europe are the Basques, Spain, 55,000 years ago.
Okay.
And then that the older nation, like the one on Balkan and Ukraine, are about 27,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, what we do have is the intelligent man on the locations in Bosnia, in the heart of the Balkan, 27,000 years ago. Of course, in the beginning, it was probably the caveman level. But with the time, it's possible that they were advancing. And now, my thinking was, if you look at the modern civilization, you can say that we went directly from the Middle Age to the age of, you know, exploring the universe.
Mm.
People got, you know, 150 years ago, from the very poor situation in science, we went to the moon, about 30 years ago.
Mm.
So what does it mean? It means that there are some periods in our development that, you know, for a very short period of time, you got such a technological revolution that you are able to build, you know, such huge buildings.
Hmm.
Is it possible that sometimes in the past, 12,000, 15,000, 18,000 years ago, we had a similar development in the evolution of the man?
Hmm.
That for some period of time, let's say 500-600 years, the technology or the mental skills, you know, had such a huge progress for such a short period of time, so people were able to build such huge buildings. Now, when we go back to the Ice Age, we know that the most of the Europe was covered by thick layer of ice. And to be more precise, anything north from Austria, which means Germany, and Poland, and France, and your Scandinavian countries, were covered by 2,000 to 3,000 meters thick layer of ice. But at the same time, anything south from Austria, which means Croatia, Bosnia, and those countries in the south, were never, and I repeat, never covered by ice. As a matter of fact, the average temperature was only 5 degrees less than it is today. It means that we did have climate possibilities that the humans were able to develop a rather, you know, sophisticated culture and civilization. And probably they did before the end of the Ice Age, but with the end of the Ice Age, it all collapsed and disappeared. Because we know that some of the oceans, like Pacific Ocean, rose the level for 100 meters. And some areas like Bosnia, which were close to the Adriatic Sea, probably had that water level rose for 300, 400, maybe 600, 700 meters, and the whole civilization was gone overnight.
Wow. So this might be one of the reasons why, you know, the peoples at that time choose this region, because that was kind of my follow-up question to this. Why this area? Now, what is important with it? And a follow-up question to that, I guess, is how was it called? How high above this above sea level is this area now?
Okay, the Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun is the highest point is 767 meters. 767. As you know, we are about a couple of 300 kilometers from the Adriatic Sea. And like I said, at one point in the past, when the Ice Age ended, a huge quantities of ice melted. Now imagine such a quantity of liquids, of the water, coming all the way to the south, connected to the Adriatic Sea. So for the very short period of time, the water rose in this particular area for 600 or 700 meters. So those huge pyramids were partially covered with water, and just the very tops were like little islands. Now, what gives me an idea that only the top was not covered by ice? We know of existence of some metal rings that were rather big of the radius, that were used for the ships, you know. And if those metal rings are the proofs of that high water level, it means that the only period when the water could rise for such a big level was, you know, 12,000 years ago. Never in the recent history we had such an event that could cause that the water would rise for so much, except for the end of the last ice age.
Ah, I see. You know, that's fascinating. And let's see here. I'm looking at a picture right now also of the region and the Adriatic Sea here. And one thing that comes to mind is, I don't know if you're familiar with Google Earth, and if so, do you know if you know, can you punch in like Bosnia and actually get a good resolution image over this area? Have you done that yourself?
Yes, we have. And the matter of fact, if you type in the Bosnian pyramids, you will find them in Google, and even in the Google Earth, when you come to Visoko and the Bosnian Valley of the Pyramids, the Sun Pyramid is rather clear.
Ah, okay.
But of course, if, you know, the very good resolution you can find on our websites, you did mention one of them, the BosnianPyramid.com, but also the official website is, well, it's on Bosnian, but even it has like six or seven languages, and one of them is Swedish.
Oh, really? Oh.
And the web address is, it's on Bosnian, it says Piramida Sunca. .ba, or I can spell it to you.
Yeah, do that.
Piramida, Piramidasunca .ba. So it's www.piramidasunca.ba. And we have our official website, I think, on seven or eight languages, the Bosnian, the English, the German, the Danish, Swedish, and Arabic. So I think you can find a lot of interesting pictures, that, and they talk for themselves. You know, once you see the picture of, let's say, Bosnian Pyramid of the Sun from the air, there will be no doubt in anyone's mind that those hills have a perfect shape of the pyramid. And while they see what we uncovered so far, under the layers of soil, those huge megalithic blocks or terraces built out of the sandstone plates, I mean, everybody will conclude that something big, huge, is hiding here in the central Bosnia.
Wow, fascinating. And for everyone who didn't catch the address, I'm going to link up also both of those websites on the info page in relation to this radio program, so people can find your websites very easily. And you know, I think this would kind of be a nice place to round things up for today. This has been an excellent, you know, talk with you here, and I very much appreciate it. One thing I just want to squeeze in here, and by no means this is not meant as a criticism in any way, but I did read an article a while back from I don't know if you're familiar with Robert Schoch. Do you know who that is?
Of course I do.
Yeah, and he wrote an article, and as far as I know, at that time at least, when he was down there, he had a lot of claims saying that he thought that a lot of features were natural geological features. Have you been in talk with Robert Schoch yourself about this?
Of course, no. We paid him for the trip to come over here in Bosnia.
Okay, yeah.
And I must say he is the only one of the world scientists who came to the site, actually, and who said that what he saw at that time, a year ago, was natural.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, we've done much more research, and like I said, the leading experts in archaeology that came from Egypt confirmed that this is the pure archaeology, but not geology, meaning man-made, but not natural-made.
Ah.
And we have a number of other scientists who are confirming our theory. Now, we invite anyone to come and see what we have here. In the meantime, they can go to the website and they can witness for themselves through hundreds of photos what we have here.
Yeah. Excellent. You know, before we finish up here, is there any way, you know, people can contribute to what you do now, donate or anything through your website, or if there's any other thing? I don't know, have you written any books on the subjects about this yet, or how's that going?
Yes, thanks for the question. On our websites, Bosnian, English, Swedish, or any other, there are a link to the accounts to donate to our foundation. Of course, there are many ways to help us, not only through the financial donations, but through the expertise, or even through the letters for the support, because I think this is a project which should be interesting for anyone on the planet, like Egyptian pyramids or Peruvian, or anything from the past which is a common good.
Definitely, and I think that is a good place to round things up. Everybody do check it out, bosnianpyramid.com, and I will have that other link up on the website as soon as this interview is up there. Again, Samir, I want to thank you so much for coming on, spending some time with us, and hey, listen, I really want to have you back on, you know, because things are developing down there and things are progressing, as it were, and would love to talk to you again about the developments down there.
Well, definitely, and a matter of fact, let me invite you to our archaeological site. It probably would be interesting for your listeners if you come, you witness yourself, see with your own eyes what we got here, and we can make a show here from Bosnia.
Oh, wow, wouldn't that be nice? Yeah, definitely. I would love to bring the DV cam and film a little bit down there, maybe, you know. Fantastic. Thank you very much. let's stay in contact.
Well, thank you for the interest.
Yeah, definitely. Let's stay in contact, Samir, and we will talk more in the future, okay?
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming on. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Thank you for listening to the program. We will be back again on Thursday with another program for you. Until then, check out our website, redicecreations.com. This is Henrik Palmgren. Take good care.
Who are we? Where do we come from? And where are we going?
Welcome.
Welcome.
This is Red Ice.